It's a day for a high-level expert opinion on how the economic recovery is going. I'm David Brancaccio. Evergrande, that's the big real estate developer in China that scared investors across every time zone earlier this week, did come up with the cash to pay some of its towering debt. Evergrande still owes others something in the range of $300 billion, and we'll see how that goes. Here this morning, the Dow is up 225.7%, S&P up 0.5%, the NASDAQ up 0.3%. To understand how market players are digesting this, let's consult Susan Schmidt. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this big property management story out of China dominates our thinking on Monday. You're not worried anymore?
Remember that the market is fickle. So while Monday that was the focus of attention, now Evergrande has made a debt payment. Seemingly that makes everything all right. The market is going to move past it. And now we're really focused on what Chairman Powell says today after the Fed meeting.
All right. By the way, Evergrande, the big company there, does have more debt, but we'll leave that for another day. Now, shortly after lunch, depending on one's time zone, Chairman Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, will talk about the future of pandemic stimulus. You'll be watching closely.
Absolutely. With the recent news about Evergrande and market jitters, it's possible that the Fed might change the language around that.
What? So maybe people were thinking they would taper back on buying bonds, I don't know, October? That could possibly be delayed depending on what they say.
People were thinking October, November would probably be the time. With Chairman Powell's look at the factors impacting the economy, there are still big factors out there, and the Fed wants to make sure that the economy is back on solid footing.
All right. Susan Schmidt, she's at Aviva Investors, the Chicago office there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The U.S. climate envoy John Kerry says he is delighted about a promise from China to stop building new coal-fired power plants abroad. Burning coal belches carbon dioxide, which speeds climate change. The pledge was made by China's leader Xi Jinping at the United Nations. The BBC's Robin Brandt has that.
Crucial details will now need to be cleared up. When will this take effect? Will it cover new power plants approved but not yet built? Will China also stop financing new coal-fired power stations abroad? This is progress, but it's the low-hanging fruit in terms of China's addiction to coal. Half the coal burned in the world is burned here, and this country is still adding new coal power plants at home, with a lifespan of up to 50 years. The biggest question remains, when will China start to cut the overall number within its borders and substantially reduce its dependency on the most polluting form of power generation?
And I get that the planet-wide issue here is too much CO2, but in Britain, the acute crisis right now is not enough carbon dioxide for everything from fertilizer to soda pop. Pandemic distortions, plus the UK's withdrawal from the European Union, are leading to the shortage. The UK government has just worked out a deal to reopen a fertilizer plant there, owned by a US company that had closed last week due to the high cost of the gas. And the carbonated beverages thing, well, the Brits will just have to stiff upper lip that for now. The Justice Department is suing to stop a partnership between JetBlue and American. Those airlines want to share Boston and New York passengers. Antitrust regulators claim it's really a merger, while the airlines say it's an alliance to help passengers. Marketplace's Nova Safo has been sorting this out.
Yeah, David, anyone who's flown internationally is likely familiar with airline alliances where carriers code share, meaning they sell seats on each other's flights. So you might fly part of your journey with one airline and then get passed off to another. Well, the Justice Department lawsuit says American is trying to do something similar here and import that international strategy to domestic travel in the U.S. The lawsuit claims that would further consolidate the airline industry, resulting in higher fares and fewer choices. Now, both JetBlue and American are pushing back, saying their alliance is not a merger, that it's necessary to compete with other carriers with routes to Boston and New York, and that it's actually going to help competition in those markets and elsewhere.
But no, but we looked this up, right? This partnership was announced last summer, and I think there was federal approval to go ahead. Why the lawsuit now?
Yeah, there was approval from the Transportation Department in the last days of the Trump administration. And one of the things the airlines agreed to at the time is to not cooperate in setting prices. Now, the Biden administration is under an executive order to more closely scrutinize industries, including airlines, for anti-competitive behavior. And the Justice Department reportedly has been investigating this alliance for months, and that's now resulted in this lawsuit.
China keeps COVID under control by the quick triggering of lockdowns and mass testing, but life has not returned to normal. The online shopping, for instance, seems to be sticking. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack has more.
The city's trendiest mall is TX Huaihai. A prominent window display here is decorated like a spaceship control deck in mint green. It's for skateboarding brand Vans, and the American firm, like other vendors here, has to change its display every month, says the person in charge of the mall, Tiffany Xu.
Sometimes customers say the changes are so drastic, it feels like they've come to a brand new place.
College students here say they buy way more online than off. But when it comes to clothes, Zheng Xinyu, an accounting and finance major, says he likes to try them on in person. He only orders online if he can't find the right size. And it's the same for shoes.
I first bought basketball shoes next door. Then I got a pair of Adidas Yeezys, and I started to buy a new pair of sneakers every month. I went crazy for a while, and now I regret some of those purchases. I have about 20 pairs of sneakers.
That's a $6,200 collection for the 19-year-old. This mall also includes art exhibits, a cat cafe, and a hair salon that specializes in coloring. Silver with pink streaks, anyone? And sales have been good. Again, TX Mall's Xu.
Take Vans as an example. The brand has a 1,000-square-foot shop here. It generates more in sales per square foot than any other Vans store in China.
And she says TX Huaihai succeeds without following the path of traditional malls, which rely on food outlets to drive foot traffic. Instead, the mall taps into celebrity endorsements. Early education major Yelena Li has come today just for bubble tea.
The drink brand appears in pop singer Jay Chou's music video. It tastes really good.
And once you've got the bubble tea, you can take photos in front of a nicely lit wall with the phrase, "I love you so matchy," a play on the bubble tea's name. You'll find many other picture-ready places at TX Mall, and that's called social capital. Again, mall director Xu.
You can post beautiful pictures on your WeChat feed. You can show off to your friends that you've bought something they can't get.
And playing on this fear of missing out, she says, is how the mall gets 30,000 people to come in every day. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.